Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Kalani and Ash with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, McNamara Law's Ipswich office has become the latest business to make blood donations as part of the 2026 legal services drive, as the profession plays a growing role in helping meet the continuing demand. At the company, Principal Rebecca Sanfuentes and her team have recently established a lifeblood team. A staff member was already regularly donating and gained support within the firm, prompting the decision to support community commitment and practical action. Australian Red Cross Lifeblood continues to urgently call for donors, especially A and O blood types donations, to prevent life-saving stocks from dropping to critical levels. To support our medical industry, thousands of donations are required each week to support Australian state and nationwide.
The yearly Brisbane Rotary Art Show will raise more than $2.5 million to once again support local charities while providing a massive platform for artists. This celebration of Australian art returns to the CBD for its 44th year and remains an opportunity for artists to gain recognition and a $20,000 Best of Show prize. David Frost from the Rotary Club of Paddington stated that, quote, "It's all about community. Not only does this show create a platform to exhibit talented artists in front of a large audience, but it supports some wonderful local organisations. There will be over 200 artworks displayed from established and emerging artists, with artist registration still open online. The show is free to attend and will run from July 20th to the 31st and on Sunday, July 26th.
In national news, Australia, India, Japan and the US unveil a plan to build a port for critical minerals in Fiji after a meeting between the nation's foreign ministers. The ministers met in New Delhi yesterday to sign pacts covering critical minerals and energy security to inject new energy into the strategic grouping known as a Quad. The meeting also resulted in delegates condemning attacks against commercial shipping vessels in the Middle East. The four-nation group did lose momentum last year after failing to hold a leaders' summit due to tensions between US President Donald Trump and Indian President Narendra Modi.
Law professor and anti-abortion activist Joanne Howe has posted an image of aborted twin girls named Ruth and Emma online, but experts say the image is of newborn sugar gliders. The image Howe used for a poster on an upcoming anti-abortion rally is almost certainly from a viral TikTok post that received 24 million views about rescuing sugar gliders. Forensics and medical experts believe the image is of marsupials, and an anonymous wildlife expert agreed the image was probably sugar gliders, and that human embryos at that stage should have an obvious umbilical cord. On social media last week, Howe posted a tearful video about the unnamed woman's abortion that was titled Shameful. At this time, Howe has not responded to questions about the validity of this photo.
In international news, rescuers are close to reaching villages who have been trapped in a flooded Laos cave for a week. The seven individuals went into the cave in search of gold deposits, but got trapped when rain and landslides blocked the entrance. The cave is known to be extremely narrow, with an estimated width of only 50 centimetres. However, the leader of Thai rescue group Meta Tham believes the trained divers are, quote, less than 20 metres away from reaching the group. The water is still being pumped out, and hopefully a safe rescue is expected soon.
For your weather today, Brisbane is still showering. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is non-existent, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.